Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur Podcast-Folge. Hier geht es um Video 53 des Avatar-Trainings der Speed Learning School. Für alle, die dort das Abo haben, ist nicht notwendig, um diesen Podcast hier anzuhören. Macht es nur leichter, weil ihr dann noch die Videos dazu seht, also gleichzeitig auch das Gefühl habt, mit einer Person zu sprechen. Ihr habt die Texte auf Deutsch und auf Englisch, ihr könnt die MP3-Datei runterladen. Also es hat noch ein paar Vorteile, aber hier erklären wir einfach, wie diese Technik dann so im Detail funktioniert. Und heute geht es um Wohnungsanrufen. Wenn man sich längere Zeit im englischsprachigen Ausland aufhält, ist das ein wichtiger Bereich und wir starten direkt durch. Sei dabei. Hi Jonathan, how are you doing?
Hello. Today we imagine that you are looking for a flat.
Okay.
For this purpose, it is best to place an advertisement for a flat on the internet or in a regional newspaper.
Okay.
However, there are a few points you should bear in mind.
Yes, tell me.
That's why I'm going to give you a checklist of information that should be included in a serious flat ad.
Perfect.
Please answer the questions or repeat after me.
Yes, I will.
The flat ad needs a headline.
A headline.
What might a good headline look like?
A good headline? Maybe, I am looking for a flat.
How many people will be moving into the flat?
Me and my son and my...
Are there any pets, and if so, which ones?
Snakes, spiders, dinosaurs.
What do you do for a living?
Nothing.
Are you in training, studying or already working?
No, I'm retired.
Is there a particular city or district in which the flat should be located?
Oh yes, I'd love...
Does the flat need to have good public transport connections?
No, but a parking space. Maybe in the forest?
How big should the flat be?
Big enough.
Specify either the number of rooms you want or the size of the flat in square meters.
I think Buckingham Palace would be appropriate.
From when should the flat be available?
Yesterday. Yesterday is good date.
Should there be a fitted kitchen?
Yes, and a cook as well.
How high can the rent be, including service charges?
I have to pay for it.
Alternatively, would a house with a garden also be an option for you?
Oh yes, a house with a garden is better, yes.
How high can the rent be, including ancillary costs?
Let's talk about something different.
Very good.
Thank you.
Now I'll read you an advertisement for a flat and then ask you questions about it.
All right then.
Are you ready?
I am somewhat ready.
Here is the text.
Oh god. Yes.
Two room flat wanted from September. €700. I am looking for a flat, approximately 50 sqm, in the Stuttgart area. As a trained nurse, I spend a lot of time at work, which makes being comfortable at home all the more important to me.
Mm-hmm.
The monthly rent should be in the range of €700, including utilities. Keeping my flat tidy is just as important to me as being friendly with the neighbors.
Sure.
Since I don't have a car, it's important that the flat is close to a tram stop.
Yeah.
Please answer the following questions now.
Okay.
When do you start looking for a flat?
In September.
Response. The flat is wanted from September. How big should the flat be?
Three bedrooms.
Response. The flat should be about 50 square meters.
Okay, two rooms.
What is the person's profession?
She's a nurse, or he's a nurse.
Answer. The person works as a nurse. How much is the monthly rent allowed to be?
€700.
Answer. The monthly rent may be €700, including utilities. Very good. Now look on the internet for examples of flat advertisements. See you next time.
Ja, also, jetzt wo wir sowieso gerade bei der Wohnungssuche sind, gibt es natürlich auch die wunderbare Möglichkeit, die gesamten Vokabeln, die du so in deiner Wohnung, in deinem Haus, in deinem häuslichen Umfeld findest, anzugehen. Das heißt, wenn du das nächste Mal die Spülmaschine ausräumst, dann sage einfach, this is a fork, this is a knife, this is a plate, this is a cup, this is a glass oder a bowl oder was du eben da so findest. Dein Geschirrhandtuch, dein Geschirrspülmittel, deine Geschirrspülmaschine im Wohnzimmer, im Schlafzimmer, im Badezimmer, überall hast du die Möglichkeit, dein Vokabular zu erweitern. Square Meter, Quadratmeter, the rent, utilities. Schau dir an, was Nebenkostenabrechnung auf Englisch bedeutet. Einfach, falls du vielleicht auch mal selbst eine Wohnung hast, die du untervermieten möchtest. Vielleicht hast du eine Wohnung, die du über Airbnb anbietest. Vielleicht hast du eine Wohnung, die du einer Familie aus dem Ausland anbietest, die du untervermietest. Vielleicht bist du aber tatsächlich auch jemand, der viel mit Airbnb reist. Ich war jetzt auch vor kurzem mit meinem Sohn wieder in London und in Southampton. Und da ist es einfach hilfreich, wenn du über so Haushaltsdinge sprechen kannst. Also, wo sind die Mülltonnen? Wie wird die Schlüsselübergabe erfolgen? WLAN, all diese Dinge. Okay? Und wenn du jetzt gleich diese Übung machst, dann stopp einfach nach jeder Frage diese Aufnahme, damit du entsprechend genug Zeit hast, die Fragen zu beantworten. Denn in der Realität wird ja nicht so schnell eine Antwort erwartet, wie das jetzt hier bei dem Avatar-Training der Fall ist. Ansonsten nutze, wie gesagt, auch gerne die schriftlichen Texte, um als Diktat diesen Text aufzuschreiben und dann mit dem Originaltext zu vergleichen, und wiederhole auch gerne öfter und mit anderen Angaben diese Übung. Jetzt aber erstmal viel Spaß und wir hören uns bei der nächsten Folge wieder.
Hello. Today we imagine that you are looking for a flat. For this purpose, it is best to place an advertisement for a flat on the internet or in a regional newspaper. However, there are a few points you should bear in mind. That's why I'm going to give you a checklist of information that should be included in a serious flat ad. Please answer the questions or repeat after me. The flat ad needs a headline. What might a good headline look like? How many people will be moving into the flat? Are there any pets, and if so, which ones? What do you do for a living? Are you in training, studying, or already working? Is there a particular city or district in which the flat should be located? Does the flat need to have good public transport connections? How big should the flat be? Specify either the number of rooms you want or the size of the flat in square meters. From when should the flat be available? Should there be a fitted kitchen? How high can the rent be, including service charges? Alternatively, would a house with a garden also be an option for you? How high can the rent be, including ancillary costs? Very good. Now I'll read you an advertisement for a flat and then ask you questions about it. Are you ready? Here is the text. Two-room flat wanted from September. 700 euro. I am looking for a flat, approximately 50 sqm, in the Stuttgart area. As a trained nurse, I spend a lot of time at work, which makes being comfortable at home all the more important to me. The monthly rent should be in the range of 700 euros including utilities. Keeping my flat tidy is just as important to me as being friendly with the neighbors. Since I don't have a car, it's important that the flat is close to a tram stop. Please answer the following questions now. When do you start looking for a flat? Response. The flat is wanted from September. How big should the flat be? Response. The flat should be about 50 square meters. What is the person's profession? Answer. The person works as a nurse. How much is the monthly rent allowed to be? Answer. The monthly rent may be 700 euros including utilities. Very good. Now look on the internet for examples of flat advertisements. See you next time.